Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we come together in unity right now, Lord God, praying that you touch the hearts of every listener on the line today, Lord God. Touch the hearts and mind of your people, Lord God. Encourage your people, Lord God. Uplift them. Lord God, someone may be contemplating suicide. Someone may be wondering how they're going to pay their rent, Lord God. Someone may be in despair and stuck in depression. But right now, we cast that out right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we invoke your presence upon us right now on this line, Lord God. People calling in from all over, Lord God, touch them right now, Lord God. You know their heart. You know their minds. You know their needs. You know their wants. Lord God, you even know their dreams right now, Lord God. Touch them in a special way. Lord God, bless Pastor Adrienne Bernard for her gift, Lord God, for her vision, Lord God, for a time of reflection, Lord God, a time that we can pull away and just put our mind on you. Lord God, we thank you for the peace that is coming upon us right now at the sound of my voice, Lord God, that peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God, even though we're unworthy, Lord God, and we give you the praise right now, God. We give you the glory right now, God. We give you the honor right now, God. And we thank you for who you are right now. Oh, God, we thank you for who you are, Lord God, and not just for what you're doing, Lord God. We thank you for your endless mercy, your grace, your peace, your protection, your love, your safety, Lord God. We are thankful that the name of the Lord is a strong tower and that the righteous can run to him and be saved, Lord God. We are thanking you for the callers on the line today. Lord God, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you said miracle signs and wonders. Follow the believers, Lord God. And I pray right now, Lord God, for a miracle, for a sign, for a wonder in their life, Lord God. Today, Lord God, at this hour, let them feel your presence. Whether they're working, whether they're at home, Lord God, whether they're driving, Lord God, wherever they are, near and far, Lord God, touch them right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. I would like to thank you all for calling a time of reflection. Welcome back, faithful listeners and supporters. This month's Destiny Focus, the Acts of the Apostles, focusing on Chapter 2. Our speaker today is Prophet George R. Spinks, glory to God, and he is from the Live and Learn Ministries, and that's located in Hardy, Virginia. A time of reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower.
I thought I heard it right.
To empower the listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apology. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. That's located in Ephesians, the second chapter, the 20th verse. Guys, we air daily, Tuesday through Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Minister Billy Burns. So tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334. I'll give that number again because at the end of this call, we are accepting prayer requests and testimonies of praise. That call-in number is 858-683-1334. This is for all segments. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com or mail any prayer requests or praise reports you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 750-122, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70175. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook. We're also on Twitter at NewDestiny54. Listen online also at www.newdestinyministries.com to hear our archived messages on Blog Talk Radio,
You can even visit our YouTube channel. I would like to thank all the callers on the line today. This month, once again, we're focusing on the Acts of Apostles in Chapter 2. I'm going to unmute all the callers right now. You can mute your own line so that I can find out. Is Prophet George R. Spinks on the line right now?
Yes, praise the Lord.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
What's the last four numbers of your phone number so I can mute all the other callers out?
1553.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, you have the line right now.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Could you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, praise the Lord. This Minister Leslie Priest?
Yes, this is, Brother Spink.
Oh, God bless you. Oh, wonderful minister. It's always a blessing to hear your voice. It's always a blessing to see the great things that and the vision that God is blessing you with to do, even over the social media. So we thank God for you, your mom's Pastor Beatrice. Thank God for her. We thank God on today for Pastor and Prophetess. Hallelujah. Adrienne Bernard of the New Destiny Ministry Blog Talk Radio Time of Reflection. We thank and praise God for everyone that is in their respectful places, that is on the line this afternoon or this evening, this morning, wherever you're located. We thank God for each of you. We give God praise on today. I'm just getting off of work, but I tell you how many know that God is an awesome God and he's an on-time God. He is a keeper, those that want to be kept, and the joy of the Lord is my strength. So we thank God. I thank God for my wife. I thank God for my family. We just give honor to God today, to the callers that are on the line. We are excited about this series, Acts of the Apostles. Praise be to God. I just want to go into a moment of prayer before we go on. We can get caught up at times, but I thank God prayer is key. And I thank God for prayer's powerful. Father God, we come before thee humble as we know how. Father God, we give you honor, glory, and praise, your majesty. We lift the name of Jesus. Father God, we need you right now in this hour. We need you like never before. Father God, we can't go or come without you. We can't do a thing. Father God, we can't even move without you. It's in you that we live, move, and have our being. So, Father God, we ask you right now, Father God, to come into this vessel. Take over, God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and redeemer. We need you, Holy Spirit. Guide her into all truth. Father God, we ask you right now, God, have your way, not my will, but thy will be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you to illuminate, Father God, maximize, increase, Father God, on this line this evening, Father God. Let no one, Father God, go off this line the way they come on. Father God, we believe in you, Father God, for a supernatural, hallelujah, Father God, an increase, Father God. We believe in you today, God, that sickness be healed, blind eyes be open, death is here. Father God, we are claiming it by the power and authority and dominion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father God, forgive us of anything said or done or ways we may have behaved on this day that was not pleasing in your sight. As David said, created us a clean heart. Oh, God, hallelujah, renew within us a right spirit. Set the crooked places straight. Father God, we are seeking you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Oh, Father God, revelate us this evening. Father God, in your word, God, order our steps in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray right now. We bind anything that's not like you. We cast down every vain imagination, every high thing that exalts itself above all that is your knowledge, God, ready to avenge the disobedient, bringing into captivity every thought, the mind to the obedience and the will of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, and for his sake, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we're excited. We're excited. Oh, I'm asking God, Lord, help me, God. My God, and to be, oh, God, in that place that he would have to be right now and calm down. I get excited. Praise be to God. I've been meditating all day, even through my work, you know, and praise be to God, and just thinking on, hallelujah, this great series that is going forth on this dynamic and anointed and appointed platform. I thank God for New Destiny Ministry, Time of Reflection. God is using this ministry for such a time as this. We missed the line, but we know things go on. But I look at it, the Lord been speaking in my spirit, praise be to God, throughout the beginning of this year, that this is a season where God has his people in a pruning place, back at the potter's wheel, preparing, shaping, molding us for the next assignment in him. Good God Almighty. So I'm excited about it, people of God. I am so excited about it. We're going to go into Acts chapter 2. That has been the assignment given for today. Praise be to God. And protocol must be met. We respect and we obey those that have rule over us. Praise be to God. So we want to do what thus saith the Lord. And we're going to read Acts chapter 2. I just want to read the first 12 verses of that chapter in your ear. And we're going to believe God that he's going to take us through this chapter. Praise be to God. How many know that it don't take God a long time to do nothing? Praise be to God. And everything he does is righteous. So we thank God on today. If you have your Bibles and if you have your phone, your tablets, whatever you have, praise be to God, that has the word of God in it, praise be to God, we ask you to go with us to Acts chapter 2. And we're going to start at the first verse, and I'm just going to read 1 through 12. Praise be to God, but we will dig in, praise be to God, in this text. And it starts out, it reads, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language." 7 verse goes on to say, "And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? 8 verse saying, How hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? 9 verse says, Parthians and Medes, and Elamites, and the dwellers of Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, in Pontus, and Asia, 10th verse say Phrygia, and Pamphylia, in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya, about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, the 11th verse say Cretes, and Abrians, and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongue the wonderful works of God." The 12th verse, "And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this?" We read 1 through 12 of this second chapter. And anybody that's familiar with the book of Acts and this particular chapter that we are dealing with today know that it goes up to 47 verses. This series is dealing with the Acts of the Apostles. And the Acts of the Apostles is actually the young church in action. And the reason why we say the young church in action, because these are the apostles that when Jesus, our Lord and Savior, was dwelling and walking amongst them, and when he handpicked the 12, And Jesus done many things as they were traveling, going here and going there. They saw Jesus perform miracles. Jesus taught multitudes. Jesus gave them the Beatitudes. Jesus fed many 5,000, not including women and children. They saw miracles take place. Blind eyes were opened. Sick were healed. Even the woman with the issue of blood, whose blood was dried up. Blind Bartimaeus, who cried out, "Jesus, thou son of David, please have mercy on me." Just to make you familiar, praise be to God. But then the time came where Jesus told his disciples, even after being betrayed, come on somebody, and even being denied, even yet being doubted after so many things were proven in the midst. Praise be to God. But when the time came, Jesus told them that the hour was coming and the Son of Man is going to be betrayed. Come on, somebody. He says, but he promised them that he would not leave them comfortless. He says that he would send back the comforter, the paraclete, the Holy Spirit, the guider into all truth. Praise be to God, the keeper of those that want to be kept. Praise be to God. But he tells them he don't allow them to go out and evangelize. He don't allow them to go out and do miracles. But he tells them to wait in the upper room. Hallelujah. Until you endowed with power from on high. Praise be to God. How many know that you don't want to take off in this thing and not get what God has promised? Hallelujah, the Holy Spirit, the indwelling power of God. Come on, somebody. So here we see the Acts of the Apostles. This is the church in action. Praise be to God. After that, the promise has come. Good God Almighty. And I love how this chapter 2 starts out, because it talks about and when the day comes, not somewhat or partially, not half or quarter, but was fully come. They were all with one accord in one place. Let's listen to this first verse, people of God, because it signifies a significant order. Praise be to God. And it didn't happen before the appointed time. Sometimes we're waiting patiently. But sometimes our patience grows short, even after we have been promised, praise be to God, and guaranteed. Sometimes our patience still gets short. So I can imagine, because the word of God needs room, good God Almighty, so that we can imagine, hallelujah, what's going on. Praise be to God. And I could imagine while they were waiting patiently, being obedient to the Lord and Master, Jesus Christ. They were waiting on something. Ah, they were waiting on a divine movement. They were waiting on a move of God. And it says in the first verse, it's kind of hard to move from this verse at some point, but we trust in God, so get your seatbelts on. Hallelujah, because he's going to take us for a ride. It says that when the day of Pentecost was fully come. Hold up, people of God. It said when the day of Pentecost was fully come. Now, we're in Acts chapter 2. We move from the first chapter. We're in 2. Praise be to God. And when it was fully come. Now, remember, Jesus was on the scene before this particular event. And Jesus came to die for our sins. And he already told them how he would be turned over to the hands of sinful men, and he would be crucified. Come on, somebody. And after he was nailed to the cross at Calvary, and they put a crown of thorns on his head, they said that he was even pierced in the side. And out came blood and water. They ridiculed him. They even took his garments and cast in lots. Come on, somebody. And the disciples witnessed these things. One said, touching these things. And what we've seen, we know our witness is true. Praise be to God. But he was crucified. And he told them that he will raise up on the third day. it here Pentecost, What is Pentecost, Lord help, oh God, what is Pentecost, 50 days, originally a yearly Jewish celebration of harvest, also called the Feast of Weeks. We see this in Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, Acts chapter 20, 1 Corinthians 10, 16 and 8, and the Feast of Harvest on the first Pentecost after Christ's resurrection. The Holy Spirit uniquely came upon the believers, and this is where we at when the day of Pentecost was fully come. Good God Almighty, that which Jesus promised is taking place. You got to believe God and wait on him, hallelujah, for his promises. Hallelujah. There was a time when Thomas said he didn't believe. He needed to see something. But the Bible said they were all in the room together. And Jesus appeared, the door being shut. Good God Almighty. And he calls Thomas, and he says, Thomas, touch hither into my hands, into the scars where the nails were driven. And then he asked Thomas, believest thou, Thomas? And he said, I believe it, Master. He said, why do you believe? Because you see. He said, greater be it those that believe and have not seen. And I'm saying something here. When the day of fully Pentecost was fully come, then it moves on to say they were all with one accord. Come on, people of God. We wonder why we ain't witnessed a move like this since then. Come on, somebody. Because the Bible makes no mistakes. The word of God is sharp, cutting between marrow and joint, like a two-edged sword. They were all with one accord. Come on, we got to get together in this thing. Ain't nobody thinking about that over there. Somebody thinking about this over there. But we got to come together, and we got to be synced with one mind. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It says they were all with one accord. It don't say they was on the cord, because when you on something, you'll stop it from moving. But it says they were with one accord. In one place. Oh, my God. Wasn't scattered all over the place. They were all together here. We got to come together. Good God Almighty, if we're going to witness the power of God move, we got to come together. How are we going to one believe in one thing and another believe in another? Come on, somebody. But when it was fully come, what? The day of Pentecost. They were all with one accord in one place. And the second verse moves to say, and suddenly, hold up, people of God, and suddenly, God moves so fast, faster than you can blink your eye. But you're going to have to be positioned for what God is about to do. You're going to have to be in the place that God says you have to be in. Hallelujah, because when God moves suddenly, we see suddenly in so many places in the Bible. Suddenly. Good God Almighty, that's faster than you can think. There came a sound from heaven. Come on, somebody, make no mistake about it. This didn't come from down under. This didn't come from across the river. This didn't come from over the lake. This didn't come from nearby the hillside. But it said, from heaven. Oh, my God, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all that, oh, my God. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. Come on, people of God. Some people will tell you to stand up. But if you really believe in God and you trust in God and you in expectation, even as the apostles, when Jesus gave them the command, they were obedient. And they waited in the place that he told them to wait, in the upper room. But the Bible says here, it says, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. I don't care what your position is, but if God promises you something and you believe in God, trusting God, and in expectation and waiting patiently, you can be laying down and you won't miss it. Come on, somebody. The God Almighty, hallelujah. The Bible said the dead in Christ will rise first, and we who remain will be caught up to meet them in the air. The third verse says, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. I don't care if it was 50 of us in one place, and 10 on the left, 20 on the right, and 20, 10 behind and 10 up front, that's 50. I don't care where you located in the room, but if we all together with one mind, meditating on God and expecting of God and waiting patiently, and we believe and know that God can't fail and his promise is a promise, listen here what the word of God says. Hallelujah. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And it sat upon each of them. Every one of them received the promise of God. Every one of them. God knows where we located, even in the midst of a million. You can't be missed by God. Come on, somebody. Some of us have missed somebody because it'd be so much overwhelming, we can't see everything. But God won't miss you. It said it fell upon every one of them. Oh, man, and it appeared unto cloven tongues like as of a fire, and it set upon each of them. It sat upon each of them. Now, these people were sitting, and it sat upon each of them. And the fourth verse said, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. But listen to what happened after they were filled. And it's something about being filled. See, when something is filled, it's no room in that container, that square, whatever that thing is that is occupying what is filling it. It means every inch, every part of it is covered. They were all filled. It didn't say that they were partially. It didn't say that they got some of it, a little bit of it. It says that they were filled, all of them, with what? The Holy Ghost. Now listen to this. Listen to this, people of God, because after they were filled with the promise from on high, something happened. They didn't just look around at each other. They didn't just get their sweaters or their jackets and go home. They didn't just, you know, take off, but look what happened. And began to speak with other tongues as what the Spirit gave them utterance. They didn't have no control. The Spirit came in and filled the place and sat upon each of them and filled every one of them. And then they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. They didn't say what they wanted to say, but they spoke in other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Come on, somebody. You ever hear somebody have a word for you after you done made a comment and now they done got a word? Good God Almighty, do you know God knows what you need and you ain't got to say nothing? He got an answer for you before you ask a question, because God already knows. Nothing is missed by God. Hallelujah. The fifth verse said, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Out of every nation under heaven. So can't nothing get an excuse that it wasn't talking about that, because the Bible is clear. It said out of every nation under heaven. Now, somebody tell me where a place that is not under heaven. Come on, somebody. Every nation under heaven. There was Jews dwelling in Jerusalem now, Jews and devout men, out of every nation under heaven. See, how many know that to everything God does, there's a witness? Come on, somebody. Your life ought to be a witness to the impact of God upon your life. Something about your conversation is going to witness Jesus Christ in your life. The way you move is going to be a reflect of the one you belong to. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. The way we speak will be an identification. Because he said, any man in Christ is a new creature. Old things passed away, behold, all things become new. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. Come on, somebody. He said to the disciples, love your enemies. Love ye one another. And in doing so, they will know that you are my disciples. Come on, somebody. The sixth verse say, and now when this was noise abroad. Let me pause right there at that abroad, because the Bible tells us in the account of the gospel that the fame of Jesus went out. That fame went out just like that. He didn't really need nobody to go out to every corner and say, extra, extra, read all about it. His fame went out because everything Jesus did, he told them when they had him on trial, ask those who were there. I did nothing in secret. Jesus was out in the open. His ministry was in the street. Come on, somebody. There was no secrets. Good God Almighty. And Jesus' fame went out. The witnesses, they witnessed this. Praise be to God. So here it said, now then, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded by, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. What's going on right here? We have to get a relationship with God. The apostles had a relationship with Jesus. Come on, somebody. Don't stop short of your relationship. And when you say someone is in charge, then you are under their leadership and direction. And it's not effective without being obedient to their instructions. The apostles was obedient to their Lord and Master. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And because of this, they were lined up in the place that God had given them to stand in. So they were on what you might call X marks the spot. Praise be to God. So when God opened the windows of heaven, hallelujah, God poured out his spirit. Hallelujah. It's the prophet Joel prophesied of this. Hallelujah. That in the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon your sons and daughters, your young men. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus, your old men. They're going to dream, see vision. And upon my handmaiden and servant, hallelujah, upon your daughters, they will prophesy. Good God Almighty. This is the prophet Joel prophesied this. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And they were in their place, the rightful place. Hallelujah, to receive the blessing. But when it took place, it said it was the noise abroad that it brought the multitudes together and were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Come on here, they witnessing this thing now. What God is doing, even as he promised he would. Good God Almighty, the seventh verse say, and they were all amazed. And not only were they amazed, and they were marveled. And they marveled what? Saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? Folk will look at you, and they'll go back in your history, after they see the power of God moving in your life, and when they see the Holy Spirit overshadowing you, and when you go and forth and glorifying God, folk will dig back in your past, they'll say, isn't that Shaniqua, that used to go down there to Lord Sterling School in New Brunswick? I know a mother and a father, but look at here. When God make a move in your life, no matter how you try to come up with excuses, but the evidence is truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They witnessed things. They heard every man speak in their own tongue. Wherein we were born. They said, and how hear me every man? In our own tongue. Wherein we were born. Well, what type of people were these? What were their native? Some was Parthians and Medes, Elamites and dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia. So come was from Phrygia and Pamphylia, in Egypt and in the parts of Libya, about Cyrene, and strangers around, Jews and proselytes, Greeks, come on, and Arabians. They said, we do hear them speak in our tongues, the wonderful works of God. Come on, somebody. God's going to bring it to your understanding. He meets you where you at. God uses people. He promised the disciples when they were just students in Jesus' class, followers of the master, that you're going to see things. He said you're going to see angels ascending and descending. Come on, Jacob's ladder. He said you're going to witness things you never witnessed before. He said the time coming, and greater work shall you do, because there's so many of them. God said, here's a promise, and I'm going to do this for you. If you obey me and wait on me in the upper room, I'm sending the paraclesic back, the helper, the comforter, the guider into all truth. I'm going to give you the power, the tread upon serpents, the cast out evil spirits, in the name of Jesus. You can lay your hand on folk, they'll be healed, and no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. This is the heritage of the Lord. The coming judgment will not condemn thee. These people witnessed this. They saw what happened. The descent of the Holy Ghost upon the disciples of Christ. When and where this was done, which are particularly noted for the greater certainty of the thing. One, it was when the day of Pentecost was fully come, in which there seems to be a reference to the manner of the expression in the institution of this feast, where it is said, Leviticus 23 and 15, you shall count unto you seven Sabbaths, complete from the day of the offering of the first fruits, which was the next day, but one after the Passover, the 16th day of the month, Abib. This is the Jewish feast, which was the day that Christ arose. This day was fully come. That is the night preceding, with the part of the day was fully passed. The Holy Ghost came down at the time of the solemn feast, because there was then a great concourse of people to Jerusalem from all parts of the country, and the proselytes from other countries, which will make it the more public, and the fame of it to be spread the sooner and farther, which would contribute much to the propagating of the gospel into all nations. Thus now, as before at the Passover, the Jewish feast served to toll the bell for gospel service and the entertainment. To this feast of Pentecost was kept in remembrance of the giving of the law upon Mount Sinai, which the incorporating of the Jewish church was to be dated, which that, come on, somebody, hallelujah. This is the promise. And we see in this text, chapter 2, it even mentions David. And it said David being a prophet, come on, somebody, hallelujah, spoke concerning Jesus. Good God Almighty, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. David talked about my Lord sitting on the right hand. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. When God promised you something, you ain't got to worry about it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But it goes on to talk about, and all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them, all men, as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house. in the house. Look what God did. See, when God is in the midst, and when he pleads with your service, when he pleads with your life, and when you're being obedient, through hell high and hot water, no matter if friends cut out on you, no matter if people call you an outcast, but if you stay faithful to God, God is going to move, and there is a witness, and look what came out of this Pentecost. So many got saved that day. They said God added to the church daily such as should be saved. It said that there was 120. Peter went forth and gave his testimony in this chapter. And he said, ye men of Galilee, come on, somebody. He said, this Jesus that you crucified, the same Jesus God has raised up. Come on, somebody. He said, the stone that the builders rejected, the chief cornerstone. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. This was that witness. Hallelujah, and the evidence, hallelujah, the move of God, divine move of God, hallelujah, to the promise that God promised, hallelujah, they witnessed this day, praise be to God, good God from on high, the acts of the apostle, the church in action. Come on, people of God, we just can't sit still. Somebody said when the Holy Ghost came up on them, they couldn't even explain it. I understand that. Praise be to God, but they were filled here from on high. Heaven opened up, and the Spirit of God was released. Come on, people of God. The Spirit of God was released. He breathed on them. Don't you want God to breathe on you? Praise be to God. If you just stay bold and humble, and in that place and in waiting, knowing that God is going to come through. Because if God said it, it's going to be. It ain't over till he say it's over. Here it is in Acts 2. We witnessed the day of Pentecost was fully come. And that was the prophet Joel prophesied. Hallelujah. Jesus told them, wait in the upper room. Good God Almighty, until you endowed with power from on high. I don't know how nobody can go through this journey and not get filled with the Holy Spirit. Good God Almighty. He's a guider. Jesus said to guide him into all truth. How you going to understand this thing? How you going to get what you need from God if you're not being obedient and receiving what God promised? Come on, somebody. People wonder why they keep falling out and then getting back in. Because you know what? You can't come partially. You got to bring all of you for all of him. Good God Almighty. And it's in his due time. But if you wait on him and believe and trust him, even as they witnessed in the upper room. Come on, people of God, I've been praying. We need an upper room experience. Good God Almighty, we need an upper room experience. Good God Almighty, the church done got quiet. I mean, it's a lot of entertainment going on, but I'm talking about a real move of God. I'm talking about a move of God that will affect and have an effect on the body and everything that is touches it, that souls will surrender to Jesus Christ. Come on, you ain't really having church, and you ain't really having no service, anointed and dynamite. If souls ain't getting saved, impact, and maximize their walk with God. Come on, look what happened in chapter 2. Look what happened with the apostles. And it affected everything around them. It affected all them that were there. It said that the noise went abroad, and the people came together in concern of what took place, curious. But when they got there, they witnessed. They said, how is all these men speaking in our native language, our born language? And remember what they said about the apostles, the disciples. They said they were unlearned men. But when they opened their mouth, they knew they was with Jesus. What do people see when you open your mouth? What do people say about you and your activity? Is somebody glorifying God by the move of God in your life? Because these people glorified God. When they saw what took place that day, it illuminated the whole. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Woo! This right here, people of God, is not easy for me Praise be to God. There's so much in here. There's so much in there to deal with. But go back over it. When you get these messages and when you hear the people of God, the men and women of God expounding on the word of God, go back over it. Do like sheep. Gurgitate that word. Go back in and get more. Because sometimes you don't get everything all the time at your time, especially when you're speaking. Sometimes I sit back and I reflect on the message God brought to me, and because it comes to the speaker first, but then there's so much I get more after I sit back and meditate. I'm like, wow. Good God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Good God Almighty. Because when you're in operation, sometimes you don't realize everything that God is doing in you all the time. But it's about God. He's moving. He said he used the foolishness of preaching to save souls. But here we see the Holy Ghost ascending. Praise be to God. And it's set up on each of them. And when that Holy Ghost filled that place, filled that room, it said it filled all of them. And then they begin to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Good God Almighty. Oh, don't you want to see a move of God like that today? I know some of you have witnessed some things and some powerful moves in God. But let me tell you, we can't get relaxed and get so relaxed and you know, that'll do when there's so much more to God. You can't put him in a box. I thank God for this subject on today. Praise be to God and for this topic, the Acts of the Apostles, for this chapter 2 today, expounding on the young church in action. Praise be to God. Believe God, saints of God, for everything that you need. He said he will supply the need. And God is not going to put you in a position and not equip you for the task at hand. Praise be to God. If you're in a storm, know that God has equipped you for the storm. And we have to give praise to God and worship God. Turn your complaint praise. Turn your worry into worship, as Pastor Samuel Blake's song, Praise Be to God. And I got that song by Pastor Adrian Bernard on New Destiny Ministry, and I've been loving it ever since. But put your trust in God, because when you look and focus on God, do you know that weakens your storms? It weakens the forces outside of you. But when you look to those things and you look to your storm, you begin to build them things up and give it power over you. Let's not give power to the enemy. Come on. All power belongs to God. Focus on the Lord. Because when you focus on God, even as these apostles, praise be to God, they were focused and all with the same mind in one place with one accord. And the Spirit came in there like a rushing mighty wind and clothed in tongues of fire set up on each of them. God is waiting on us. He's ready to just bombard us with his blessings. Praise be to God. But we got to be positioned as the apostles were positioned and all those that accompany. Praise be to God. And look at the magnificent dynamite, divine appointment and results from total focus and obedience to God's order, command, and instructions. So I thank God for you. Father God, we thank you on the day. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we ask that you restore even right now. And Father God, let us not forget, but to meditate on your word and continue in you, O God. Order our steps, O God, in your word. Have your way, God. In your mighty name, Jesus, we thank you on today. We believe we're obedient to your call and the assignment that was given. And Father God, we entrust in you, Father God, for the best is yet to come. We declare it, we claim the victory by the power and authority and dominion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. And now I turn this back over to Minister Leslie Priest. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. He's an awesome God. Maybe she's on mute or maybe switching over the switchboard, but we thank God. We thank God on today. We've been blessed. Oh, my God. This series is awesome. We're excited about the upcoming speakers that are going to be collaborating on the Acts of the Apostles. Praise be to God. I tell you, God is an awesome God. And hallelujah. You can't beat God given. You can't beat God given. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can't beat God given. And I tell you, He's a mighty God. He's awesome in all His ways. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah, we believe tomorrow is Apostle Anthony Hill is going to be coming from Acts chapter 3.
Praise God. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Pastor.
Somebody needs to mute their phone.
I was on mute.
On that.
And we are unmuting the lines so that we can get to the prayer request and hear from you. If your phone number ends in 4668, caller, your line is open.
Yeah, that's me. That's Mother Charity. Praise the Lord. And I was just talking with the pastor here, and I was letting him know what a beautiful sermon that was and how he brought that out. Praise the Lord. And I did appreciate it so much. And I enjoyed, amen, that segment that he had brought out. Amen. Praise the Lord. So God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. We thank you, Mother Charity, for being one of our constant and dedicated callers and listeners on the air. It's always good to hear from you. And
yes,
I was just
good to hear
here,
from you, too. Praise the Lord.
I was just sitting here marveled over what Prophet Spink said when he said, God knows your location in the midst of millions and how he'll show up. You know, and that just keeps ringing over and over in my ears, and I'm just thankful that, you know, he continues to keep over us, and he continues to keep the faithful blessed, and you are truly faithful, and I'm just glad for you. And we're going to open the line. Mother Charity will leave your line open in case someone else needs prayer as long as Prophet speaks. And we're going to go to the next caller. The last four digits is 6341.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Minister Lawrence. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm encouraged. Praise the Lord. I'm encouraged all the time. Hallelujah. I thank God for the man of God. You know, I was just getting off work, and I began to, when I heard the man of God was speaking, I began to, you know, ask God to give me room. Hallelujah. For I begin to hear, for I can hear the message. With the work, hallelujah, got off on right on time, 4 o'clock. I was on, I listened to everything. Hallelujah. God is good. God is a pivot. God is good. I thank God for you, man of God. I thank God for Adrian Bernard. I thank God for this station. Hallelujah. It's be a blessing to me. So hallelujah, everybody on the line, stay encouraged, be encouraged, no matter what. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, minister. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. And also, we have another caller with the last four digits of 3351. Are you there? Would you like prayer or any remarks with the last four digits of 3351? Okay. Prophet Spinks, I see that you are from Live and Learn Ministries, and this is located in Hardy, Virginia. Can you tell the callers and those listening by air more about your ministry and how they could reach you if need be?
Oh, praise the Lord. I thank God for the young man that just was speaking to. That's my co-worker in the gospel. That's Evangelist Minister Lawrence Myers. Both of us are the leaderships on Live and Learn Ministry. And Live and Learn Ministry right now, we have a prayer line that is on every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. And praise be to God, the phone number to that ministry is area code, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Give me 1 second. Praise be to God. But we thank God for you and the young man. That's Evangelist Minister Lawrence Myers. But Live and Learn Ministry, praise be to God. The phone number and the area code is 302-202-1104.
And the access code, very small. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very,
the access code is 25-8026.
Okay. But we got a lot of interference on the line.
Yes. Live and Learn Ministry also have a Facebook page. You can look us up, Live and Learn Ministry. Prophet George Spinks and Evangelist Minister Lawrence Myers. So do call in on Tuesdays if you're not busy in your local church or your home church on Tuesday and Thursday night. We would love to fellowship with you. Praise be to God. And we do fellowship with other prayer lines and ministries. We believe in supporting the men and women of God. So call up. If you're not busy, call up. Check with your pastor. Let them know what's going on. Praise be to God. Give the number out. You can see it. I have a Facebook page as well, George R. Spinks. You can go on Facebook. We have that page and Live and Learn Ministry page. God bless you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I want to thank everyone today for calling a time of reflection. We're welcoming back all our faithful listeners and supporters. This month's Destiny Focus is the Acts of the Apostles. Today was Chapter 2. We'll be moving on tomorrow with Prophet Anthony Hill. A time of reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apology. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firm upon our foundational scripture found in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Amen. We are here daily,
amen.
Tuesday through Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Minister Billy Burns. So tune in expecting to hear and receive a fresh oil from God Almighty. Prophet Spinks, I would like to thank you for that refreshing word that you shared with us all today. And one of the things that just kept ringing out to me, how you kept mentioning unity and one accord, unity and one accord. So I hope that the listeners and callers online will know that it is important to walk in unity, walk in one accord, walk in that love that God has given us through his son, Jesus Christ. We're going to end this, as we always do, in praise. So let's send those praises up. Blessings.
Hallelujah.
Never knew my life could be this way. I never knew the sun could shine all day. Never thought I'd live beyond my past until I found you. I never thought I'd be in this place. Oh, I'm glad, so glad I'm living my life in this place. Ooh, I
never knew my heart
could feel again.
Yes.
See, I was so hurt, so hurt. Never knew the pain.
Peace.
Seen a lot of pain,
oh,
but I've never been
in this place.